Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
We've all seen the price of food go up, so it's hard to believe that farmers and ranchers are being driven out of business. But that's what's happening, as big corporations have consolidated just about every aspect of the agricultural economy. So local farm families can't compete. It's squeezing producers and consumers, even as the big corporations raise prices on all of us. And it's devastating the rural communities we cherish and small towns where we live. The fact is, ranchers and farmers see an average of 15 cents on every dollar spent on agricultural products at the supermarket, while the corporations monopolizing the industry cash in. There is a way to help level the playing field. Call your senators and urge them to support Fairness for Farmers legislation that will make markets more fair and competitive for everybody. Because farmers and ranchers are the backbone of our community.
Paid for by AFR Cooperative.
And today's cattle futures market closed lower and settled lower, but it was significantly lower at one point earlier in the trading day. But we finished 52 lower on the October live cattle at 143.05. December live cattle finished 62 lower at 146.27. The February 67 lower at 150.12, or 150.17 rather. April's down 65 at 153.87. And then September feeder cattle, which expire tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day there, down 32 cents at 175.37. The October's down $1.12 at 175 even. November feeder's down a buck at 175.27. It seemed that about midday, a lot of various customers started calling to get out of short positions. And I don't know what changed, but a bunch of people called. One of the things was getting out of September because it expires tomorrow, but also the October and November feeder cattle, even in some January. So interesting to see that. Getting out, and for the most part, they were all ahead of the game. So I don't know. Something happened today midday that incited a bunch of various people. Midday box beef prices were up 40 on choice at 248.83. The select down $1.29 to 219. There was some 143 bid in Kansas and 145 bid in Nebraska. And again, options and futures expire tomorrow for the September feeders.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
Today's grain futures ended in the green, but had a pretty broad day, all sorts of different action here. But we finished 3 to 4 higher in corn, with December corn up 3 at 670.5. The November soybeans up 0.75 at 14.08. That was 18 cents off of the low, and right near the high of 14.12.5. The wheats were up 25 to 30 cents, with the December Kansas City 32.75 higher at 976. The July is up 28.25 at 950.25. So the wheats were really strong. Cotton market also slightly higher here. Looks like December is going to finish 40 higher at 88.49. So kind of a broad-based rally here led by the wheat market. I think generally speaking, the wheat market was higher because of additional comments from Russia. They continue to go back and forth and make even harsher and harsher comments. And on Friday, they're going to announce the result of this referendum that supposedly claims that Ukraine territory is now Russian territory. But we'll see what happens. Now, also that Nord Stream 2 pipeline had some sabotage and some explosions now it's leaking into the water. So all sorts of major things going on, and the wheat market liked it, and the wheat market was up today.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.